This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. It's Friday Eve, Thursday, August 13th in the year of our Lord, 2026. If you want to be part of the show, like the guy with the big voice said, give us a call. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. 83 degrees outside under sunshiny skies at 7:06. We've already got a bunch we want to talk about this morning. A former teacher accused of sexually abusing a student is now behind bars. The latest on that investigation. A Cleveland County man facing similar charges this morning, also accused of abusing children. What police are saying about that case. A stabbing in Shawnee leaves one person dead and another person in jail. A big grass fire in Norman leads neighbors to start their own bucket brigade. We'll tell you what happened there. Governor Kevin Stitt ordering state agencies to investigate Islamic organizations for possible connections to terrorism. We'll have the details on that story. Triple-digit heat making it very tough for some schools to follow a new law. We'll explain. Oklahoma County leaders releasing details about a new tax proposal to fund the jail. Plus, your calls and comments at 405-608-4377. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. A former teacher and coach at the Oklahoma School for the Deaf has turned himself in on four felony charges, including rape and child pornography. 29-year-old Sean Thomas Sled is accused of having a secret sexual relationship with a former student that allegedly began back in 2021 and continued until she graduated. The student reported the allegations to Sulphur Police back in January. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services says Sled was removed from the campus after the investigation began and is no longer employed by the school. Authorities are also investigating whether others knew about the alleged relationship and failed to report it. Sled was released on $275,000 bond and is under house arrest with GPS monitoring. He is prohibited from contacting the alleged victim or any minors for that matter. His next court appearance is September 24th. A Cleveland County man is in custody this morning after investigators say he admitted to sexual acts involving a juvenile. The Cleveland County District Attorney's Office says Michael Paquette is facing four counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child under 16 years old. The investigation began during a welfare check, according to prosecutors. Authorities say that Paquette admitted to the investigators that he was involved in two separate incidents involving sexual acts with the juvenile. He's now facing four felony counts related to those allegations. The case remains under investigation. A man is facing first-degree murder complaints after a fatal stabbing in Shawnee. Police arrested Eric Anderson in connection with the death of 63-year-old Sam Fixico. Officers were called to a home on Washington Avenue near Highland Street and Bryan Avenue after a 911 report of a stabbing. When police first arrived, they found Fixico dead at the scene. Anderson was arrested and remains in custody while facing first-degree murder complaints. The investigation is ongoing, and authorities have not released additional details about what led to the stabbing. A large grass fire in southeast Norman on Wednesday evening came dangerously close to several homes, prompting neighbors to grab garden hoses and fight the flames until firefighters arrived. Residents say the fire spread quickly through the brush and trees, fueled by strong winds, with flames getting within just a few feet of some homes. Neighbors say everyone pitched in, spraying the water and watching for hot spots to keep the fire from spreading. No structures were damaged and no injuries were reported. The Norman Fire Department estimates about 48 acres burned. Fire crews will remain in the area monitoring for hot spots and making sure the flames don't flare back up. Oklahoma's State Emergency Operations Center has been activated as fire activity increases across the state. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security activated the center at level 3 on Wednesday evening. The Emergency Operations Center serves as a central hub where state agencies and emergency partners coordinate information, resources, and support for local first responders. The activation comes as firefighters battled multiple fires across Oklahoma, including that large wildfire in Norman that forced some evacuations on Wednesday afternoon. Officials are not releasing additional details about the activation, including just how long the Emergency Operations Center will remain at level 3. The Cleveland County Sheriff's Office says six people have been arrested following multiple theft investigations. Investigators served five search warrants and recovered a large amount of stolen property, including a Chevy 4500 truck, two Harley-Davidson motorcycles, three dirt bikes, a trailer, baseball and softball equipment, and collector's cards. Deputies also seized three handguns, including two reported stolen, along with suspected methamphetamine and about a pound of marijuana. Authorities say the stolen property was connected to cases in Cleveland, Oklahoma, and Canadian counties involving several law enforcement agencies. Sheriff Darrell Weaver called the arrests a major step, taking what he described as a criminal theft ring off the streets. An Oklahoma contractor facing multiple allegations of taking large upfront payments and then failing to complete construction jobs. Dylan Teachman says that he paid contractor Colton Merrick $9,300 in cash for a storm shelter, but Merrick only dug up part of the yard that never came back. Court records show other customers made similar allegations, including one who paid $8,500 for materials for a shop that was never completed. The Oklahoma Attorney General's Consumer Protection Unit says large upfront payments can be a red flag and recommends checking a contractor's court history, documenting all agreements, and avoiding paying for materials far in advance. Merrick is due in court next month on multiple embezzlement charges. Oklahoma County voters will decide on November 3rd whether to approve a new sales tax to help finish up and operate the new county jail and fund a mental health and diversion program. County commissioners voted 2-1 to put the proposal on the ballot. The 0.4-cent tax would last 25 years and generate about $70 million per year, roughly 40 cents on every $100 grocery bill, for example. About $44 million per year will go toward debt service, while the remaining $26 million will go toward jail operations, diversion, and mental health services. The new jail is planned for about 1,800 beds and would replace the aging downtown facility, which was designed for 1,200 inmates but routinely holds much more than 1,500. Voters will make that final decision on November 3rd. Well, Governor Kevin Stitt is ordering state agencies to investigate organizations tied to the Islamic faith for possible connections to terrorism. His executive order directs the Oklahoma Department of Public Health and Office for Homeland Security to investigate the Muslim Brotherhood, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, and any member who may have ties to terrorist activity. Stitt says the goal is to identify threats before they become tragedies. CARE says its mission is to build understanding between American Muslims and their communities. The organization also tracks anti-Muslim hate nationwide, reporting a record 8,600 complaints last year. A report from Governor Kevin Stitt's former education secretary is recommending major changes to how Oklahoma schools use and distribute money. The report proposes requiring districts to use a portion of their carryover funds for teacher salaries, recruitment, and classroom materials. It also calls for brick-and-mortar public charter schools to receive a share of local property tax revenue. The report says charter schools received less funding per student than traditional public schools every year from 2019 through 2025. The report also found that some Oklahoma districts have reduced in-person instructional days since COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Stitt says the findings show more work is needed to make sure education dollars reach classrooms and benefit students. The Republican runoff for Oklahoma State Superintendent is shaping up as a choice between two very different visions for public education. James Taylor, a teacher and pastor, supports many of former Superintendent Ryan Walter's policies, including bringing more Christian teachings to the classrooms. His opponent, longtime educator Robert Franklin, says religious instruction belongs with families and faith leaders. Franklin has also defended his comments calling diversity, equity, and inclusion biblical principles, while Taylor strongly opposes DEI policies. Both candidates are Republicans and Christians, but their differences over religion, politics, and education have made the race one of the state's more closely watched. The winner of the August 25th runoff will face Democrat Jannetty Marshall in November. Triple-digit heat is forcing Oklahoma schools to rethink recess, just as a new state law doubles elementary students' recess time from 20 minutes to 40 minutes. At Santa Fe South schools, recess moves indoors when the heat index reaches above 95 degrees. Putnam City Schools is splitting that 40 minutes up into two 20-minute periods and also moves recess inside when it feels like 95 degrees or higher. Other districts, including Piedmont, Deer Creek, and Norman, use 100-degree heat index threshold for indoor recess. Teachers say they're using games, music, puzzles, and other activities to give students a break while keeping them safe. School officials say that student safety remains their top priority during this extreme heat. Oklahoma is expanding its team of reading coaches as schools implement new requirements under the state's Strong Readers Act. The Heroes Literacy Instructional Team now has 24 reading coaches and 6 regional supervisors who will work with 120 elementary schools this year. That's fewer schools than last year, but officials say each school will receive more intensive hands-on coaching. Coaches will work directly with teachers in their classrooms, modeling reading instruction and helping them to improve strategies for struggling students. The new law also requires districts to improve small group instruction, teacher training, and progress monitoring for struggling readers. Beginning in 2027, third graders who fail to meet basic reading standards could be held back. The goal is to improve reading outcomes through more direct support for teachers. Rural hospitals in Oklahoma are facing an increased risk of closure as major Medicaid cuts loom. A new report finds 63 of Oklahoma's 73 open rural hospitals are at risk of closing, with 18 considered to be at immediate risk. Healthcare leaders warn the problem could mean longer drives for emergency care, especially for families in rural communities. The Oklahoma Hospital Association says patients could have to travel several counties just to deliver a baby or receive emergency treatment. Healthcare providers also warn the situation could worsen when federal Medicaid cuts take effect, with Oklahoma potentially losing billions of dollars in funding. Supporters of the cuts say they're needed to control spending, but rural healthcare advocates say the reductions could force more hospitals to close and leave communities without critical care. Oklahoma voters will soon decide whether to approve State Question 844, which would give lawmakers the authority to change how the state reimburses local governments for property tax revenue lost because of manufacturing incentives. Supporters say the current system can cost the state millions and needs more predictive formula. School officials worry that the changes could reduce funding they currently receive. Supporters stress the measure would not eliminate the 5-year manufacturing property tax exemption or immediately change school funding. Instead, it would give the legislature the authority to change the reimbursement formula in the future. Critics say the uncertainty would make it harder for schools and local governments to plan their budgets. If approved, lawmakers would still have to decide exactly how the reimbursement system would change. Attorney General Gettner Drummond is asking a judge to temporarily halt development of the proposed aluminum smelter in Enola, arguing that it could threaten public health, agriculture, and the environment. The motion comes ahead of the August 28th deadline for the town's construction moratorium. The proposed Oklahoma primary aluminum facility would cover about 633 acres and produce more than 750,000 metric tons of aluminum every single year, making it the largest primary aluminum plant ever built in the United States. Drummond says the project could create hazardous waste, consume large amounts of water and energy, and potentially expose livestock to harmful fluoride emissions. He also wants officials to fully investigate the foreign ownership of the project before construction can move forward. Oklahoma State employees, teachers, retirees, and their families could soon face double-digit increases in health choice insurance premiums. The Oklahoma Employees Insurance and Benefits Board is recommending increases ranging from 15 to 19%. Health Choice covers more than 186,000 public employees, retirees, and family members. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the increases are an increase that could have been avoided, while the Oklahoma Health Care Authority says rising medical costs and increased use of health care are driving up those higher premiums. The agency says Health Choice has kept increases below the national average in recent years while cutting costs. Drummond says some teachers with family coverage could see as much as $2,700 in additional premiums, potentially wiping out much of their $2,000 pay increase. Nearly 4 months after a tornado destroyed homes in Enid's Gray Ridge neighborhood, some families are ready to rebuild, but they're facing yet another hurdle: city noise regulations. The ordinance applies to homes near Vance Air Force Base and requires special construction standards to reduce aircraft noise inside of homes. Residents say the rules were not enforced on some homes previously built in the neighborhood, and they question why they're being applied to tornado victims now. Homeowner Dirk McCoy says the requirements could increase rebuilding costs at a time when families are already dealing with expensive repairs. The city says it plans to meet with residents on Thursday to hear their concerns and discuss how it can help them to rebuild. Well, a nonprofit helping Oklahoma's homeless is overwhelmed by the community response after asking for help and keeping people hydrated during the extreme heat. Second Chance's Thrift Store says that hundreds of cases of water have poured in, along with Gatorade, Powerade, cooling towels, tents, sleeping bags, food, and other supplies. Donations have come in from Oklahoma City area and even out of state through the organization's online wish list. Well, like we talked about, Oklahoma County voters will decide on November 3rd on a 0.2-cent sales tax to help finish and operate the new county jail and to fund mental health diversion programs. It would raise about $70 million a year for 25 years. The new jail would have about 1,800 beds, replacing the overcrowded downtown facility. So what do you think about this? Would you support that tax? Should taxpayers trust another estimate when the original jail cost projections were so far off? Now, remember, we approved $260 million in bonds. Now we're told that jail is going to cost over $800 million. So how do you miss by that much and still, with a straight face, come back to voters and ask for more money? We'll take your calls on that one. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. It is 83 degrees and sunny at 722. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Got some construction projects to watch out for. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Classen, May, and Northwest Expressway. More school districts opening their doors today, so watch those school zones. Buckle up. Drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West, for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part? Our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor's ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Archery season is just around the corner, and the September rush is coming. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. I'm Lee Matthews. The Archery Pro Shop is the place to be. Their expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head out into the field with confidence. Don't get stuck in the September rush. While you're there, check out the Safe Department. They're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back. Going to be a hot one today. We'll see windy conditions, high of 104 degrees for today. Tonight, clear and warm with a low of 77 on Friday. Windy and hot with a high of 102. Then on Saturday, partly sunny, much of the same, high of 102 degrees. 83 degrees at 726. Well, Oklahoma County voters will decide on November 3rd on a 0.4% sales tax to help to finish and operate the new county jail and to fund mental health and diversion programs. So it would raise roughly $70 million per year over 25 years. The new jail would have about 1,800 beds, replacing the overcrowded downtown facility. So tell me what you think. Would you support a tax like that? And should taxpayers trust another estimate when the original jail cost projections were just so completely off base here? Remember, we approved $260 million in bonds as taxpayers, and now we're being told the jail could cost more than $800 million. So how do you miss the mark by hundreds of millions of dollars and then come back and ask taxpayers for even more money? We'll take your calls on this one, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Here's my take on this. Unfortunately, we need the tax. I don't like new taxes. I hate new taxes. I don't trust when we have county leaders who are clearly misleading us, now asking us for more money. But the reality is, it's necessary. There's no fixing the current jail. When the current jail was built back in the 1990s, it was very, very poorly built to begin with, and it's just gotten worse and worse ever since then. The cells are not built properly. The cells are made using cinder blocks. There's supposed to be concrete in between each of them. There's no concrete there. So as most of you know, cinder blocks are relatively brittle. You can dig through them pretty easily. A few years ago, we had a lot of issues with the cell doors not locking. It was pretty much the inmates running the asylum there. And it becomes very, very dangerous for the people who work there. You remember a few years ago, there was a corrections officer who was distributing meds. He was the only person on that particular floor. As he's distributing meds, he gets jumped. He wound up getting stabbed several times, and they actually grabbed his cell phone and they live streamed the attack. And that's how officials found out about it, because his family called and said, "Hey, this guy's getting attacked up here on the 10th floor, or the 11th floor, or wherever it was." And nobody at the jail even knew about it. And it wound up ending with SWAT teams going in there and having to kill someone who was holding this poor guy at knife point. And, you know, his career ended at that point. He never went back to the jail after that happened. This is the type of danger that the people who work in that jail every single day face. It's a very, very dangerous place because it's a very poorly designed place. You can't have a 13-floor jail and expect it to be able to run properly. And we just learned a little while ago, last month, that that the elevators, it's got four elevators for inmates, and only one was working. And now they're borrowing parts from one elevator to try to fix other elevators. And that's no way to run a facility like that. If there's a fire in there, if there's a major emergency in there, a lot of people are going to die. That said, I've got some very big concerns about another tax to fund this new jail, especially when we were so powerfully misled about the cost of the jail. Originally $260,000, now it's ramped its way up to $800+ million. So I'd like to see more of the details, and the devil is in the details there. Hey, stick with us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
I'm John Summers. California Senator Adam Schiff pushes the idea of nationwide legal representation for illegal aliens. The Justice Department announced arrest in an alleged sham marriage scheme involving Chinese citizens. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced a multi-million-dollar fund to assist unaccompanied illegal minors in immigration court. Here's reporter Liza Radamali.
Hochul made the announcement following a federal contract expiration at the end of July.
Imagine being that little kid so scared in an unfamiliar country, missing mom and dad, not knowing much English.
The Justice Department says a former executive with the Southern Poverty Law Center is arrested. Caroline Leavitt ends her time as White House press secretary at the end of the month. Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson could face a recall election. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
I once represented a family after a serious truck crash. The trucking company said the driver had followed every rule, but we asked for the logs, the records, the maintenance records, the route information, everything. And the paper trail told a completely different story. The driver had been pushed too hard, too long, and the company knew it. That case was never just about one bad moment on the highway. It was about a system that put speed and profits over safety. At McIntyre Law, we know how to investigate commercial vehicle crashes and uncover what really happened. If a truck crash changed your life, call McIntyre Law.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. An Oklahoma City woman was arrested after allegedly leaving her dog in a dangerously hot vehicle while shopping. Officers found the dog inside a parked car outside an Ulta Beauty store Tuesday afternoon and moved it to an air-conditioned patrol vehicle. Ramaya Hill was arrested on an animal cruelty charge, and the dog was turned over to animal welfare officials. Former Oklahoma School for the Deaf teacher and coach Sean Sled has turned himself in after being charged with rape and possession of child pornography. It's alleged that Sled had an inappropriate relationship with a student over several years. The former student reported the allegations earlier this year. Sled was released on a $275,000 bond and is under house arrest with GPS monitoring. Drivers in southwest Oklahoma City can expect overnight lane closures along I-44 as resurfacing work continues. ODOT says several ramps between I-240 and southwest 89th will close overnight with traffic reduced to one lane in some areas. Work was anticipated to wrap up this morning, but may continue as needed. Motorists are being encouraged to slow down and allow extra travel time, with more info available through ODOT anytime. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 and Edmund comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health 65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be windy and hot with sizzling sunshine reaching a high of 104. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be clear and warm with a low of 77. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies with windy and hot conditions continuing reaching a high of 102. Looking ahead to Saturday, expect partly sunny skies along with breezy and hot weather with a high of 102 as well. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Welcome back. It's Thursday, August 13th, 2026. It's already 83 degrees and a little bit windy outside at 736. Oh, wait a second. That's the hotline. Hi, Freedom 96.9.
Yes, of course. Reginald Worthington III with a little bit of culture for the program.
Well,
today,
we need
Aaron.
That.
I say I bought a thesaurus yesterday, but when I got home, all the pages were blank. I have no words to describe how angry I am.
Oh, Reginald, I'm sorry to hear that. Thanks for calling in, Reginald.
I hope you have a lovely day. Thank you so much.
Reginald, a good man. Let's check out our Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. A former teacher and coach at the Oklahoma School for the Deaf has turned himself in on four felony charges, including rape and child pornography. 29-year-old Sean Thomas Sled is accused of having a secret sexual relationship with a former student that allegedly began back in 2021 and continued all the way until she graduated. The student reported the allegations to Sulphur Police back in January. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services says Sled was removed from campus after the investigation began and is no longer employed by the school. Authorities are also investigating whether others knew about the alleged relationship and failed to report it. Sled was released on $275,000 bond and is under house arrest right now with GPS monitoring. He is prohibited from contacting the alleged victim or any minors. His next court appearance is September 24th. A Cleveland County man is in custody after investigators say he admitted to sexual acts involving a juvenile. The Cleveland County DA's office says Michael Paquette is facing four counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child under 16. Prosecutors say the investigation began during a welfare check. Authorities allege Paquette admitted to investigators that he was involved in two separate incidents involving sexual acts involving the juvenile. He now faces four felony charges related to those allegations. The investigation remains ongoing. Paquette is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. A man is facing first-degree murder complaint after following a fatal stabbing in Shawnee. Police arrested Eric Anderson in connection with the death of 63-year-old Sam Fixico. Officers were called to a home on Washington Avenue near Highland Street and Bryan Avenue after a 911 call reporting a stabbing. When officers arrived, they found Fixico dead at the scene. Anderson was arrested and remains in custody on a first-degree murder charge. Police have not released additional details about what led to the stabbing, and that investigation remains ongoing. A large grass fire in southeast Norman Wednesday evening became dangerously close to several homes, prompting neighbors to grab garden hoses and fight the flames before firefighters arrived. Residents say the fire spread quickly through the brush and trees as strong winds pushed the flames toward homes. Neighbors worked together spraying water and watching for hot spots to keep the fire from spreading. No injuries or structural damage was reported. The Norman Fire Department estimates approximately 48 acres were burned. Fire crews will continue monitoring that area for hot spots and making sure that the fire does not flare back up. Oklahoma State Emergency Operations Center has been activated as the fire activity increases across the state. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security activated the center at level 3 on Wednesday evening. The Emergency Operations Center serves as a central hub where state agencies and emergency partners coordinate information, resources, and support for local first responders. The activation comes as crews battle multiple fires across Oklahoma, including that large wildfire we just told you about in Norman that prompted evacuations on Wednesday afternoon. Officials have not released additional details about the activation or how long the Emergency Operations Center will remain at level 3. The Cleveland County Sheriff's Office says six people have been arrested following multiple theft investigations. Investigators served five search warrants and recovered a large amount of stolen property, including a Chevy truck, two Harley-Davidson motorcycles, three dirt bikes, a trailer, baseball and softball equipment, and collector cards. Deputies also seized three handguns, including two reported stolen, along with suspected methamphetamine and about a pound of marijuana. Authorities say the property was connected to cases involving the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office, Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, and police departments in Norman, Noble, Moore, Choctaw, and Minco. Sheriff Darrell Weaver called the arrest a major step in dismantling a large criminal theft ring. An Oklahoma contractor is facing multiple allegations of taking large upfront payments and failing to complete construction jobs. Dylan Teachman says he paid contractor Colton Merrick about $9,300 in cash for a storm shelter, but Merrick only dug up part of the yard and then never came back. Court records show other customers have made similar allegations, including one who paid $8,500 for materials for a shop that was never completed. The Oklahoma Attorney General's Consumer Protection Unit says large upfront payments can be a red flag. Officials recommend checking a contractor's court history, documenting agreements, and avoiding large payments far in advance. Merrick is due in court next month on multiple embezzlement charges. Oklahoma County voters will decide in November whether to approve a new sales tax to help finish and operate the new county jail and to fund mental health and diversion programs. County commissioners voted 2-1 to put the proposal on the ballot. The 0.4 cent tax would last 25 years and generate about $70 million per year, roughly 40 cents on every $100 spent. About $44 million per year would go toward debt service, the remaining $26 million for jail operations, diversion in mental health, and services. The new jail is planned for about 1,800 beds and would replace the aging downtown facility, which was designed for 1,200 inmates, but routinely holds considerably more than that, usually about 1,500. Voters will make the final decision on November 3rd. Governor Kevin Stitt is ordering state agencies to investigate organizations tied to the Islamic faith for possible connections to terrorism. His executive order directs the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety and the Office for Homeland Security to investigate the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, as well as any other members who may have ties to terrorist activity. Stitt says the goal is to identify threats before they become tragedies. CARE says its mission is to build understanding between American Muslims and their communities. The organization also tracks anti-Muslim hate nationwide and reported a record 8,600 complaints last year. Stitt's office has not said what prompted that investigation. A report from Governor Kevin Stitt's former education secretary is recommending major changes to how Oklahoma schools use and distribute money. The report proposes requiring districts to use a portion of their carryover funds for teacher salaries, recruitment, and classroom material. It also calls for brick-and-mortar public charter schools to receive a share of local property tax revenue. The report says charter schools receive less funding per student than traditional public schools every year from 2019 through 2025. It also found some Oklahoma districts have reduced the number of in-person instructional days since COVID-19. Stitt says the new findings show more work is needed to make sure that education dollars reach classrooms and benefit students. The Republican runoff for Oklahoma State Superintendent is shaping up as a choice between two different versions of public education. James Taylor, a teacher and pastor, supports many of former Superintendent Ryan Walters' policies, including bringing more Christian teachings into the classroom. His opponent, longtime educator Robert Franklin, says religious instruction belongs with families and faith leaders. Franklin has also defended his comments, describing diversity, equity, and inclusion as biblical principles, while Taylor strongly opposes DEI policies. Both candidates are Republicans and Christians, but their differences over religion, politics, and education have made the race one of the state's most closely watched. The winner of the August 25th runoff will face Democrat Jannetty Marshall come November. Triple-digit heat is forcing Oklahoma schools to rethink recess, just as a new state law doubles elementary school students' recess time from 20 minutes to 40 minutes. At Santa Fe South Schools, recess moves indoors when the heat index reaches 95 degrees. Putnam City Schools is splitting the 40 minutes into two 20-minute periods and also moving recess inside when it feels like it's 95 degrees or higher. Other districts, including Piedmont, Deer Creek, and Norman, use the 100-degree heat index threshold for indoor recess. Teachers say they're using games, music, puzzles, and other activities to give students a break while keeping them safe. School officials say the new law is giving students more time to play, but extreme temperatures mean schools have to get creative about exactly how that happens. Oklahoma is expanding its team of reading coaches as schools implement new requirements under the state's new Strong Readers Act. The Heroes Literacy Instructional Team now has 24 reading coaches and 6 regional supervisors who will work with 120 elementary schools this year. That's fewer schools than last year, but officials say each school will receive more intensive hands-on coaching. Coaches will work directly with teachers and classrooms, modeling reading instruction and helping them to improve strategies for struggling students. The law also requires students to provide small instruction, teacher training, and progress monitoring for struggling readers. Beginning in 2027, third graders who fail to meet basic reading standards could be held back. Officials say the goal is to improve reading outcomes through stronger support for teachers. 83 degrees outside right now, a little bit windy at 7:46. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Rural hospitals across Oklahoma are facing an increased risk of closure as major Medicaid cuts loom. A new state report finds 63 of Oklahoma's 73 open rural hospitals are at risk of closing, with 18 considered at immediate risk. Healthcare leaders warn that that could mean longer drives for emergency care, especially for families in rural communities. The Oklahoma Hospital Association says patients could have to travel several counties just to deliver a baby or receive emergency treatment. Healthcare providers also warn the situation could worsen when federal Medicaid cuts take effect, with Oklahoma potentially losing billions of dollars in funding. Supporters of the cuts say they're needed to control spending, while rural healthcare advocates warn that reductions could force more hospitals to close and leave communities without critical care. Oklahoma voters will soon decide whether to approve State Question 844, which would give lawmakers the authority to change how the state reimburses local governments for property tax revenue lost because of manufacturing incentives. Supporters say the current system can cost the state millions of dollars and needs a more predictable formula. School officials worry that changes could reduce funding they currently receive. Supporters stress the measures would not eliminate the 5-year manufacturing property tax exemption or immediately change school funding. Instead, it would give the legislature authority to change the reimbursement formula in the future. Critics say the uncertainty could make it harder for schools and local governments to plan their budgets. If approved, lawmakers would still have to decide exactly how that reimbursement system would change. Attorney General Gettner Drummond is asking a judge to temporarily halt development of a proposed aluminum smelter in Enola, arguing that it could threaten public health, agriculture, and the environment. The motion comes ahead of an August 28th deadline for the town's construction moratorium. The proposed Oklahoma primary aluminum facility would cover about 633 acres and produce more than 750,000 metric tons of aluminum each year, making it the largest primary aluminum plant ever built in the United States. Drummond says the project could create hazardous waste, consume large amounts of water and energy, and potentially expose livestock to harmful fluoride emissions. He wants officials to investigate the project's foreign ownership before construction moves forward. Oklahoma State employees, teachers, retirees, and their families could soon face double-digit increases in health choice insurance premiums. The Oklahoma Employees Insurance and Benefits Board is recommending increases ranging from 15 to 19%. Health Choice covers more than 186,000 public employees, retirees, and family members. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the increases are a crisis that could have been avoided, while the Oklahoma Health Care Authority says rising medical costs and increased health care use are driving the premiums up higher. The agency says Health Choice has kept increases below the national average in recent years while cutting costs. Drummond says some teachers with family coverage could see as much as $2,700 in additional annual payments, potentially wiping out much of their $2,000 pay raise. Well, new report ranks Oklahoma fifth in the nation for highest percentage of underprivileged children, putting the state behind only Mississippi, New Mexico, and Arkansas. Wallet Hub evaluated 50 states and Washington, D.C. using 25 measures, including children in foster care, children living without a biological parent, mental health, infant and child mortality, graduation rates, and education spending. Oklahoma scored pretty high with the most underprivileged. The state's biggest weakness was children's health, where Oklahoma ranked second worst in the nation. Education was a brighter spot, with Oklahoma ranking 16th. Mississippi ranked worst overall. Well, the Edmond History Museum is getting a $300,000 boost to finish its expansion project. The Edmond City Council unanimously approved the additional funding on Monday, bringing the city's total investment to $500,000 after a grant the museum expected was not awarded. The money will pay for new classrooms and an event space and a children's historical play center, restroom upgrades, and other accessibility improvements. City officials say the museum has seen increased attendance, especially following renovations and a new programming at the Stevenson Park. Mayor Mark Nash, who generally opposes budget amendments, supported this one because it replaces grant money already included in the city budget. Officials say completing the project at once should also reduce construction costs and shorten the timeline. Well, EMS has issued its fifth medical heat alert of the year after medics responded to seven suspected heat-related illness calls on Tuesday, transporting five people to local hospitals. Since August 1st, EMSA crews have responded to 40 heat-related illness calls in the Oklahoma City area and transported 27 patients. EMSA recommends drinking plenty of water and electrolytes before and during outdoor activities, wearing loose, lightweight clothing, and taking frequent breaks in the shade or air conditioning. Officials also recommend checking on elderly neighbors and never leaving people or pets inside hot vehicles. The heat alert will remain in effect until temperatures cool down and the number of heat-related calls goes down. Well, like we mentioned, Oklahoma County voters will be deciding on November 3rd on a 0.4-cent sales tax to help finish and operate the new county jail and to fund mental health and diversion programs. It would raise about $70 million for 25 years. The new jail would have about 1,800 beds. That's replacing the overcrowded downtown facility. So what do you think about this? Would you support this tax? Should taxpayers trust another estimate when the original jail cost projections were so far off? I mean, keep in mind, we improved $260 million in bonds as taxpayers, and now we're told that jail is going to cost over $800 million. So how do you miss the mark by that much and still, with a straight face, ask for more money? We'll take your calls on this one at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's 83 degrees and windy at 752. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Got some construction projects to watch out for. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Klassen, May, and Northwest Expressway. More school districts opening their doors today, so watch those school zones. Buckle up. Drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe the millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Montami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. Another hot day on tap today. It's going to be windy, too, with a high of 104 degrees. Tonight, we'll look for clear, warm conditions and a low of 77. On Friday, windy and hot with a high of 102. Then on Saturday, partly sunny. Yep, no break yet. 102 degrees for a high on Saturday. It's 83 degrees, sunny, a little bit on the windy side this morning at 7:56. Oklahoma County voters will decide on November 3rd on a 0.4 cent sales tax to help them finish up and operate a new county jail and to fund mental health and diversion programs. So it would raise about $70 million per year over 25 years. The new jail would have about 1,800 beds that would replace the overcrowded downtown facility. What do you think about it? Would you support a tax like this? Should taxpayers trust another estimate like this when the original jail cost projections were just way, way, way off base? Remember, we approved as taxpayers $260 million in bonds back in 2022, I guess it was. Now we're being told the jail will cost more than $800 million. So how do you miss the mark by hundreds of millions of dollars and then come back and ask taxpayers for even more money? A lot of it seems like kind of a bait and switch to me, like we're going to build a portion of the jail taxpayers, and then when we run out of money, we're going to ask you for more money. But in this case, we went from, again, $260 million to $800 million-plus dollars. To put that in perspective, it only cost $700 million to build Devon Tower. So this is going to be a facility that's going to be much more expensive than even Devon Tower. Is this something you would support? 405-608-4377. Here's my take. We definitely need that new tax. We definitely need to build a new jail. I don't like new taxes, but this is one of those necessary evils. There's no fixing the current jail. And all it's doing, every time that we read about another death or another overdose or another problem, that just means millions and millions and millions more in lawsuits. And that the place is just a tragedy waiting to happen. It's 13 stories high. It's got four elevators. Last I heard, only two of those elevators were actually operating. If there's an emergency, people aren't going to be able to get out of there. People are going to wind up dying. My concern is the increase in the price, going from $260 million to $835 million, and county leaders blaming that solely on inflation. Well, you and I go to the store on the regular. We buy things on the regular. We've not seen a 400% increase in inflation in 4 years. So the cost is what I'm kind of questioning right now. What I'd like to do is to see county leaders kind of meet us partway on this. First of all, I want to see them ensure this money is only going to be used for the jail and not for anything else. And then I want to see them go back to the drawing board and lower the cost of the jail. And then maybe I'd be more likely to support it. Hey, coming up on Freedom 96.9, Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.